Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Bettendorf Community School District's superintendent is stepping down. Dr. Michelle Morse notified district staff and families in an email on Wednesday of her immediate departure. That's after the school board and Morse agreed to end her contract, which was set to expire in 2028. Morse has served as superintendent for 6 years. No reason was given for her leaving. The district says it's now working on a process of selecting its next superintendent and plans to share more information as it becomes available. Congress has approved $49 million in annual funding to expand medical residency training in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Mara Curran reports that over 100 residency spots will be added across Iowa's 13 teaching hospitals.
Graduate medical education programs support residency training across the state. Now they're expanding after recommendations from the state's healthcare workforce initiative, Operation Iowa. Dr. Peter Tanui is with the Iowa Medical Society, which assembled Operation Iowa. He says residency training is the first step to addressing workforce shortages.
There's been an observation over the years that many residents end up staying in the states in which they train.
Tanui says data from family practice residencies in Iowa also shows a nearly 60% retention rate. But he says there are more medical students graduating than residency slots available. The expansion will add 128 new positions. I'm Mara Curran, IPR News.
The city of Davenport is now accepting applications from residents for its latest round of funding for exterior home improvements. Since 2019, Davenport's Dream Project has provided grants to new and existing homeowners to spruce up the outsides of their properties. $1.3 million is available in round 8, with eligible neighborhoods now including the residential area around the Village of East Davenport and the Ridgeview East neighborhood near Division and West 76th Street. The deadline to apply is July 31st. Bettendorf city leaders are eyeing a proposal to annex 435 acres of land along the city's eastern border. The city council this week discussed the pros and cons of incorporating the Scott County property east of Criswell Street for residential development. Second Ward Councilman Connor Flaherty expressed concerns over the need to invest about $15 million to expand Bettendorf's sewer system.
I've talked to a lot of citizens in the Second Ward, and they don't feel good about their sewer rates going up to invest in another part of town, understanding that that's going to diminish, in theory, their share and their cost. But I think we need to start being more thoughtful of how do we reduce costs where we can.
According to city staff, multiple developers are interested in building more than 500 residential units along with nearly 2.5 acres of commercial space. City staff estimate the development could generate more than $7 million in property tax revenue over 10 years. A proposal for annexing the land is expected to go before the city council in the next month or two. Central Iowa Waterworks has lifted its lawn watering ban for residents in the Des Moines area. The utility says it will issue guidance for businesses and government agencies next week. The Regional Water Authority initiated a Stage 3 water alert on June 8th due to spiking demand and high nitrate concentrations in its water sources. Keeping nitrate levels below the federal limit for public drinking water requires extra steps at a few of the utility's water treatment facilities. CIWW Executive Director Tammy Madsen said in a statement that customers reduced water use during a critical period, which helped protect the regional water supply. Residents are still strongly encouraged to conserve water use during the first heat wave of the summer. Waterloo's Bosnian community has been gripped by its home country's World Cup success, but that run ended last night when the U.S. knocked the team from the tournament. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough has more.
Locations across the city came alive as Bosnia-Herzegovina took on the U.S. in the tournament's first knockout round. Denisa Sabic watched from the city's amphitheater. She emigrated to Waterloo in the 1990s, fleeing the Bosnian War. She sees symbolism in the team's World Cup showing.
Historically, this shows Bosnians' perseverance. It's basically, it's like we've been crushed, we've been brought back up.
This is the team's second time competing in a World Cup. It comes to an end with a 2-0 loss. But most fans say they'll be ready to cheer for their second choice, the U.S., when the team plays Belgium on Monday. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits lost 9-7 to the Colonels last night at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. And this is WVIK News.